you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
If you missed any of the show, grab the podcast.
Free every day at TNTRadioEmpire.com. iTunes or on the Stitcher app. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Meeting Greg Morton in the studio. Greg's the Funny Bone, FunnyBoneOmaha.com tonight through Saturday. America's Got Talent's own and our own Nick Allen is your MC all weekend. If you're in this area, FunnyBoneOmaha.com, the area we're sitting in. We'll get Greg's dates when he gets in here. He's all over the country. He's in He plays Wichita a lot. Remember, he was almost killed in Wichita a couple years back.
That's right.
Yeah, car almost killed him.
He was jaywalking.
Yep. Somebody tried to run down the black guy.
I don't know if he was jaywalking or somebody just got a little squirrely with their driving.
I think it was more of the second.
Yeah, I thought somebody jumped the curb.
Yeah. Oh, I just assumed he was jaywalking.
Just assumed. The criminal that he is. Craig Evans with us.
Good morning. We are celebrating National Snack Food Month, or Sack Food.
Ooh.
Hey.
Let's go with snack food.
Yeah. All right. Trying to cut down on the snack food.
Oh, I found, what did I buy the other day? It was an impulse buy at Costco. It was a bag of almonds. Those blue diamond almonds.
Yeah, they're good, though.
But this
they're actually good for you.
This was a new one. It was their gourmet line. All was garlic, herb, and olive oil.
Oh, how was that?
They're really good.
Yeah.
But they're really garlicky.
Are the snack size at Costco were reduced to like 4 or 5 pounds?
No, this was actually...
Is this still a regular small snack size
thing? No, it was like a 20-ounce bag.
Oh, those are all big ones,
It wasn't huge, but it was... But man, they're really good.
Yeah, well, the nut snacks aren't that bad for
you. That's why I don't feel as guilty if it's something like that.
I'll try to cut down on the chips.
You know what?
I
love chips, but Becky doesn't buy them for that reason. But then I get every time I make a sandwich at home, I get mad because there's no chips. But I know exactly why she doesn't have them in the cupboard because I would eat a bag of chips.
You'll just eat them,
right? I would just eat stuff that she buys.
And
by the way, it wouldn't last anyway with my son around because he's the age you can eat anything you want and does.
Screw that kid.
Right. Yeah, but we got a jar of salsa sitting in the fridge and no chips.
So. No, I'm talking about actual chips.
I can't enjoy the salsa.
Oh, you need those kind of chips.
Oh, yeah.
We have tortilla chips laying around. Yeah, we always keep those. Got to have those around.
Yeah, but even then, I'll eat those chips without the salsa sometimes.
Oh, yeah, so do I.
Yeah, that's the trouble with having it around. You'll just eat it.
Yeah.
So you can't have it around, then you're griping.
It's not around.
For me, the key is you got to take a few out of the bag and then put the bag away.
Put the chip clip back on there, but you know it's still in there whispering.
I know, but it's easier to avoid to not just stand there and just keep going. You know,
because the other day this was unprecedented for me. You know, I got there was a bag of gummy bears that I not gummy bears.
No, good,
a bag
thank
of
you.
Gummy bears that I
regular
bought.
Regular gummy bears.
28 years here and gummy, I kick his ass.
I looked at the back of the package and it said, you know, they list the caloric content
of gummy bears.
Gummy bears.
Then why look? Why look at that? It's candy. It's going to be fattening as hell.
I wanted to say 100 calories.
Right. Yeah. How many?
13 gummy bears. It equals 100 calories.
I thought it'd be less.
And there was actually 13 times 5. There were that many servings. 100 gummy bears in the package. So there's 5 servings.
Did you figure it out?
Oh, yeah. And I counted out 13 bears. And
no, how much is it total then?
500 calories total, okay. If you ate the whole bag.
See, you could have a Whopper.
Yeah.
You know, really. Yeah, that's a rough one. You don't think you're eating much. You've done a couple gummy bears. No big deal. Right.
No, you look at that per serving. Nobody eats a serving of chips.
No.
Well,
you're lucky if it says 2 servings in a bag of something. Then you're pretty happy. Okay, it's only 2 servings.
I don't even think they tell you, because they can't, because you know, chips vary in size. So they can't say 47 chips is 100 calories.
Oh, but, they do.
I think they go by weight. you know, 2 ounces.
I've seen number of chips on there.
Yeah, yeah, you get the, you buy the, if you get like at Subway, when you get the little bag chips, it says like 140 calories or 200 calories.
In the bag.
In the bag.
The whole bag.
It's the whole bag.
Yeah, those are tiny bags.
Right. Oh, they're too tiny.
The worst offenders on those is drinks. Like if you go buy something at the gas station and it's a, you know, it's one bottle, but it's two or two and a half servings. Bull. That's one serving.
Oh, yep.
Nobody breaks up that 20-ounce bottle into 2.5 servings.
No.
That's
no.
One serving.
Here's a guy, Jim, who works for Frito-Lay.
He would know.
So if you ever need some chips. Yeah, he's got a pantry full, apparently.
I'm sure he does.
So according to newly released research, climate change could wipe out almost all the coral reef habitats around the world by 2100. But that's not important. We have a death report.
It's happening in the Great Barrier Reef right now.
It's just one major party in one country is against it. You figure it out.
We do have a death report, though. The man who invented cut, copy, and paste computer commands.
Right.
Oh. He passed away.
He's a good man.
I think they're going to say that at the end of his... Right. The end of the sermon.
Right.
He's, cut, copy, paste.
This guy's paste in heaven.
Paste in heaven. Oh, there you go.
This guy's responsible for a lot of homework. He's written a lot of papers.
Yeah.
I don't even know how to do it.
A lot of plagiarism.
Yeah.
Old school, though. We just look and write it in.
Larry Tesler is the guy's name.
Yeah, we had to invest a little more time.
Did he make a fortune off that?
When we were doing our copy.
I bet he did.
Well, you can imagine he did. He was an early computer pioneer. He was working at Xerox. Steve Jobs said, hey, come over here and work for Apple. And he became Apple's chief scientist.
I saw a dated reference last night. I started to watch Son-in-Law with Pauly Shore because I had time to kill. And that's actually a pretty funny movie. Pauly's best.
Of Pauly's movies, that's probably one of the best.
And he's in that kid's room. He's sharing that with that kid's room, and the kid can't do something on his computer. And Pauly's a computer expert. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
He knows how to do computers. And it's an old big computer, and he types in this old-looking language. It's like so dated. 93. Pauly. 93.
Although I am partial to Biodome as well.
That's good, too.
Right. Yep. Using the ASCII.
I don't know what that means.
Oh, yeah.
But that's what he was doing.
Wow. Right. Yeah. I don't know what it meant either, but
good
I remember I had to used to download
93.
It. Yeah. Little reports. When you and I were first doing mornings in Pennsylvania.
Yeah. I remember you used to do those things,
I would have to download reports using the ASCII, and I don't, to this day, don't know what that means.
No.
I had to convert the format.
ASCII a question.
Yeah. It basically came over in fax form.
Yeah. Old guy stuff.
You lost me.
Yeah, me too.
You lost me at fax.
Right.
And dial-up modem.
Once in a while, I will get an email that says, you've received a fax.
And they still do fax. Right. You know where they do fax? Oxygen places. Surprise.
Really?
Yes. Because I have to rent my dad oxygen tanks when he's here and when I'm actually in Florida, too, coming up. And you get a hold of the oxygen place, they need to fax your prescription down because it's old people faxing.
Yeah, I might need some of that, too. I'm going to be at 10,000 feet in less than 24 hours.
All right.
So this is brilliant. We had a something like this the other day.
So nobody had Control-Alt-Delete guy or copy-paste?
I didn't even look. Okay. And is he famous or notable?
I'd say notable.
Notable.
Yeah. Exactly. Not famous.
And I'd like to know who Control-Alt-Delete guy is. He's very important, too.
I think that was somebody in Jobs.
Maybe you look it up.
Yeah.
Do you want to know enough to perhaps look it up?
Nope.
Nah.
Bush is doing it now. He can look it up.
Another one of these recalls, these fancy kids' water bottles that they have at Walmart and Target and any number of places, called the brand name is Contigo. A few months ago, they recalled about 6 million kids' water bottles.
Yeah, they break off in their mouth, right?
And apparently they were having a problem with the spouts detaching, creating a choking risk, and so they did a recall. And you know, I can't imagine that you heard about the recall, but not the point. Some people did, and they got new parts, and those new parts are bad as well, and so they are now being recalled.
So they told you to bring your water bottle in. We'll put a new spout on it instead of just throwing it away and giving you the money back.
I mean, yeah.
Can you imagine? It's like bringing your car in. Hey, bring your water bottle in and put a new spout on there.
Yeah.
Take it back to the dealer.
Jesus.
And David Bradley, Todd.
Control-Alt-Delete.
Control-Alt-Delete guy.
He's actually a guy that's credited with that.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Yeah. Who doesn't know that?
Yep. Credited for implementing the Control-Alt-Delete key combination that was used to reboot the computer.
But those are not individual commands. Not like old Larry Tesler.
Yeah.
Because the copy command, that's a command in and of itself.
Yeah.
Paste and cut, they're all individual commands.
They probably fought. Nerd fight.
Yeah, then it's a whole different sequence if it's like on a Mac.
All right, move on.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
BYU's honor code.
Oh, this is good news.
Is it? No longer explicitly mentions the school's ban on homosexual behavior in relationships.
Because as we know, the Mormon code is you're not gay in the afterlife.
No, you're not.
Students at the university.
They recognize that the desire only exists on earth.
Right.
Owned by the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, agreed to
suck it, Jesus.
Abide.
Agreed to.
Of suck it, Jesus, no. Latter-day Saints.
Craig.
Students at the university owned by the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints agreed to abide by the honor code in order to attend. BYU sought to clarify the move, saying, "The updated honor code continues to be a principle-based code that reflects the moral standards of the church." Now then, what they did, here's the thing. Students still have to abstain.
From homosexual activity.
From any sexual relations outside marriage.
Right.
I don't know what the difference is.
God, what a
limit. How do they police that?
They don't. Football players are getting laid.
Well, they don't. It's just if you get caught, then you're in trouble.
Yeah, they don't.
Yeah, if you get caught or if you come clean.
They
and
walk
say,
in and, hey, take that out of there.
Jesus hates me, this
if,
I know.
If you admit it, not come clean.
Can you masturbate?
And this is why. What?
If you're in college, the dorms are full of masturbators.
Oh, I mean, can I? I mean, is it legit?
Are you allowed?
You're allowed to masturbate.
You have
at
the ability.
BYU. We'll take, somebody's listening to us went to BYU.
I know if you
somebody's listening to us went to BYU.
Read the Bible, you're not supposed to masturbate. And I don't know if that's specifically forbidden in the Book of Mormon. Having not read the Book of Mormon.
There's a mention in there of spilling your seed
on the
floor.
Who does it on the ground? Except for Weinstein. Who does it on the ground?
Well, they didn't have tissues back then.
Yeah, but it's just that means you're standing up
they
masturbating.
They had planters.
Yeah.
They did.
You're standing up masturbating when you on the ground. I don't get that. Who masturbates standing up?
You can hurt yourself.
Well, I've done it a few times in the shower when I was younger.
Yeah, you can hurt yourself.
Your legs get weak, right? Yeah. Yeah, you almost fall down. Right?
That's what I hear.
That's what I hear. Yeah, we'll take that call if you're a BYU grad and somebody out there went to BYU. Did you have sex on campus? And how'd you hide it? Like the rest of us did. You had a girl in your dorm room, you closed the door, and you had sex with her. And you didn't open the door and say, hey, we're having sex in here. Everybody just assumed you're having sex in your dorm room, which is what I did a lot. And also in my apartment in college.
But I think you get monitored a little more closely.
Maybe in the dorm room, what are they going to do? Knock? Hey, no sex in there.
I don't know where you
Utah. And gay sex, you could be banging your roommate. And nobody knows you're just in there at night.
My nephew went to Utah Valley State. And said they had a lot of people patrolling the hallways just to prevent any kind of sexual encounter.
And opposite sex may not be allowed on your floor.
Maybe not in BYU, right?
Right.
I got a friend, his daughter goes to Utah. I have to ask him about that. But I'm not going to ask him about his daughter if she's having sex yet. He probably don't want to hear that. But But Utah is also a cooler school than BYU, right?
That might be
right?
different because that's a state school.
Exactly, right.
And it's not run by right. all Mormons all the time.
Right.
Okay, so I'm looking here at an article that says it's the five most absurd tenets of the BYU Honor Code. Number one is the no homosexual behavior, sex. So that's off the list.
Girl on girl or guy on guy, right?
Yeah, but you can kind of combine a couple of these to make it assume that masturbation is frowned upon.
Okay.
Because
self-pleasure.
The first one is no premarital sex. The second one is no involvement with pornography or indecent material. So if you got no porn, it's going to be hard to masturbate. And then
I don't think so.
Not when you're 18, it's not.
No beards and no form-fitting clothing.
Can you have a mustache?
No, yoga pants are out.
Well,
all for the chicks?
Yeah.
And I'm thinking about
that's form-fitting.
Sports teams. Like, you know, the compression gear
that's
that
all
sports
form-fitting.
Teams wear. I mean,
yeah, they must. Athletes can do what they want.
That's not form-fitting. That's compression gear.
Yeah.
Still, it's form-fitting.
You probably have to wear something
over
top
things.
Of it. Is probably
so
what it
the
is.
Gym is just full of people in baggy sweats? You can't wear something tight at the gym at your college?
I guess. At BYU, it's not cool.
Not a cool school at all.
Oh, and it says here the female equivalent of the no beards rule is women are not allowed to have bare feet in public.
Just because it excites dudes too much?
I guess.
Yeah.
I thought they didn't let them wax.
Rex Ryan wouldn't want to go there.
Yeah, BYU, it's all wolf.
And they do a wax inspection.
No trimming.
All wolf. Well, that's why I didn't go to BYU, among other reasons.
And you're not because you're not a Polynesian guard?
No. You're right.
That's another one of the reasons.
There wasn't calls for 160-pound Polynesian guards at the time. Plus, I wasn't Polynesian.
You're pretty white. You're pretty white.
Right. Yeah. Remember, that's but the story I love about that is when Jim McMahon went there, he shipped him out every weekend.
Yeah,
he shipped that so he wouldn't get during the offseason. Well, obviously, you're playing football.
You could party.
Yeah, so just so you wouldn't get in trouble.
Right.
Yeah. Somebody went to BYU listening to us right now somewhere.
Really?
Yeah. That's a pretty big school.
That's a tough
ask.
That's
a huge school, and we're broadcasting all through the Midwest.
I don't think any practicing Mormons would listen to
that.
That
doesn't mean you're practicing. You went to BYU for other reasons, you know? Played ball there, you know?
I'm pretty sure that's...
They did for a while.
Predominantly Mormon. Hey, even the Samoans they recruit are people that, you know, they've met on missions.
But come on. Notre Dame's not all Catholic. These sports teams are not all Mormon kids. No way. No way. They might have to do the Mormon crap while they're there, but they're not Mormon
kids. But that's a small percentage of the student population.
It's like saying every athlete that goes to a Jesuit school is
and they're not.
bought in.
No.
No. They do what they have to because that school offered them a scholarship.
Right.
Speaking of Jesuit schools, maybe someone can explain this to me. What is it's a term in college basketball now, a quad one win.
Quad one.
They based it on the quality of a win. I think it's like a
ranked, quality one win, okay.
Quad. No, it's just we're quad one. Does that mean you meet some kind of ranked team, some kind of good team?
Okay. Since 2018, one criterion for determining selection to the NCAA tournament has been performance against certain RPI quadrants. Typically, a quad one win is considered a good win,
while
a quad four loss is considered a bad loss.
Yeah,
so
it
has to do with,
where they are ranked when you're playing them.
Yeah.
When you're playing them. I've read that story.
Because all the teams that are kicking ass have had 9 or 10 quad one wins, and Creighton was in the top. Like 8.
They've had really good wins. They beat Villanova in Philly.
Right. They've had 8 quad one wins.
Yeah, this is a very complicated system. I'm digging into it and my head hurts.
Right.
Yeah, I don't understand all the baseball stats either. War.
Oh, all the sabermetric stuff. Yeah, there's
whip.
Basketball's doing that too now. There's so many stats you just
so
can't
we're looking
even
for a
out.
Chick that not wearing yoga pants with a big wolf that went to BYU to give us a call,
or a guy.
Yeah,
we ask for the tough questions.
Or if she waxed,
the guys trim their balls.
Right, if she waxed on the side, we'll take that call too.
All right,
what hair's on the side?
What is wax off?
Says the guy with no beard.
She's trimming her hip hair. What?
Yeah, down your legs a little bit.
I guess.
Yeah, where the hair, the leg hair goes right up into the wolf.
I don't feel good about getting a BYU call.
Neither do I. We look for the tough ones.
Probably not.
But we'll ask again.
We can ask Who was here? The guy, the Mormon that didn't drink.
Oh, Kellen.
Kellen Erskine.
We'll ask him next time.
And he did drink.
Yeah, he did here. Yeah.
Not intentionally.
Yeah, the Mormons drink when they're in our studio.
Who was the other? Ryan Hamilton?
Yeah, Ryan's a Mormon.
But they're also comedians, so I'm guessing they didn't go to college.
I think Hamilton did.
I think they both did.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
I'm pretty sure they both did. Yeah.
They probably went on missions.
Oh, yeah. Probably.
You probably have to.
Yeah. I don't know that for sure.
Yeah, I don't think they send you overseas. I'm sure you got to work parts of rural Indiana, and I'm sure you're well received there.
They might send you to Samoa or anywhere overseas.
Yeah. Get Those people need Jesus. Right.
Yeah. Well, I think it depends
on... Yes, they do need Jesus.
Yeah. Suck it, Jesus.
Need it.
Depends on how well off your family is, because I don't think they finance a lot of that. I think it's that's your own
Really?
Debt.
Really? Man. Yeah.
They've got billions of dollars.
Maybe they help you out a little bit.
Yeah. Well, I think they do.
That's right. You see that story. Yeah. They've hoarded billions of dollars because you don't have to pay taxes in churches.
Yeah, but they don't get that billion by paying for people to go places.
That's how you get blessings from Jesus.
If you're hoarding the cash, you're not throwing it out there for everybody to go knock on doors.
Yeah, but Jesus
blessings.
The minute one church started endorsing political candidates, they should have taken away their tax advantages.
Yep.
Otherwise, stay out.
They don't.
Be neutral, but they're not.
Not.
Justin Bieber, just one of the guests at MGM Resorts who was hacked in a data breach. The personal details of more than 10 million former MGM Resort guests were posted on a hacking forum this week, and Bieber was on the list. The breach reportedly included home addresses, phone numbers, emails. MGM said, it's fine. We let everybody know that they have your... Everything's fine now. We told everybody.
Oh, we're
Justin
good.
Bieber, when he stays there, does he have his name, Justin Bieber, and his credit card right down there? Or is he some...
Well,
sort of
somebody's
got to...
I don't know.
You know. You think some big company would... I mean, like his agent would take care of stuff like
or
that.
Or management.
You know? Right.
Well, whatever company.
Right.
Just put it on the company card.
Right, exactly.
And they know what that is.
Yeah. All right.
But apparently not.
Greg Morton later on in the studio.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.